Sawate! Welcome back to the Dungeon Diaries. As always, I am your hostess, mistress, queen, Carmina Titania, whatever term or name you wish to put before it. Today, I'd like to talk about something that I really haven't given enough attention to on this podcast, and that's why I love doing what I do. Talked a little bit about why I enjoy this, a little bit of why I love it, some of the good things, many of the bad things, but today I would like to go into the best of the best. Now, obviously it's great when gifts arrive unexpectedly at my P.O. box, or when gifts that I expect arrive. It's great when I get random tributes. It's great when I get incredibly long night flirt calls from people who can't get enough. It's wonderful when I session in person with someone I've seen a million times, with someone I've never seen before but who's enthusiastic, with someone I see every once in a while. But this isn't about that. It's not about the money to be made. It's not even really about the activity I engage in, although I love so many of those activities. It's about the kind of way that I can change someone's life. I've always been kind of floored by this. I've always been amazed that on some level, and sometimes in a very profound way, I change people's lives. I don't mean that in an egotistical way, because really, I'm kind of amazed that what I do has such an effect on people. But time and time again, I'm just really impressed, really flattered, and floored. It's just that people have told me from time to time that I do that. And I don't mean it in terms of someone just blowing smoke up my ass. People just tell me these stories. The first one I ever got was a few years ago. I'd heard, you know, little things before that were mostly just smoke up my ass. But this was the first time that someone really, truly seemed to be changed. They were married. The marriage had gone south. There was no love there, and they really didn't feel alive anymore. But then they started calling me a night flirt, and they were calling a lot. They wanted certain things, and I won't go into their fetishes, but there were just certain fetishes that at this point in their life they didn't think they could ever fulfill. They didn't think they could ever find someone who really understood them. And we started talking, and before long, they seemed noticeably different. The way they talked was different. The way they presented themselves was different. Their submission was more confident, more energetic. And they started telling me how they were seeing life in a new way. They thought they were just locked into this life, this marriage, this role in society, and they were happy with their life in certain ways, but in others they just weren't. And now they saw a new beginning, a new chapter they could start, because this was opening something up for them. It was helping them be something they had wanted to be for 40 years. And they couldn't thank me enough. They tried. They used words and gifts and money, but in the end, this just the story and the sincerity in their voice really just it spoke so clearly and effectively, and it was kind of humbling to know that I had had this effect on someone. between then and the last few months. Again, I heard a couple things. People who wanted to explore their feminine side and never really had a chance, but suddenly they were kind of inspired, and they were going about doing that. People who had opened up themselves to latex, people who had opened themselves up to submission, just little things. And obviously, I love influencing little things for the better as well as big things. But I hadn't really heard that kind of story that humbled me, that made me just look at what I was doing and just go, wow, I've made a difference in someone's life. Which doesn't mean I haven't enjoyed what I've been doing. Again, this is why I just love it, rather than just enjoy it. This is why I do feel passion for what I do. Because a few weeks ago, a regular, my most frequent regular, actually, one of the most kind and devoted slaves I have, did a session with me where I guess they were having a rough go of it, lots of stress, lots of work, so they decided to book a shorter session than usual, just so they wouldn't pass out halfway. And we did a really fun CBT session, with really intense use of the Wartenberg pinwheel, really, really fun use of bondage, just something that I could see really got to them. And they called me up on Night Flirt and told me how when they got back to their house, they jerked off and they apologized for jerking off. They apologized for jerking off, but this time they felt something. Because for years, since they'd had a major surgery, they hadn't really had full use of their genitals. They could get an erection, they could get excited, they could have an orgasm, but the way they described them, they're really sad. They just couldn't have a really good orgasm. And I'm kind of giggling at this point because I'm hearing the word orgasm over and over in this kind of description of their orgasms, even though I know this is a serious story. It's just, sometimes I'm a 12-year-old. But they started describing how they just felt different that night, and they were able to jerk off, and get a real erection, and really shoot a good load. And they hadn't been able to do this literally in years. And they'd gotten to the point in their life where they didn't like jerking off at all, because it just made them feel broken. They never had a satisfying orgasm, a satisfying experience. And yet, tonight they were able to. And I kind of recalled how all of the little things they've told me have added up to better health. They've felt more flexible. They've felt things in places they hadn't felt in ages. They've lost all this weight. They feel more energetic. They feel happier. And then they tell me this story of how something on them was broken for so long. And they got it working again. I helped get it working again. And it made them happy. It made them so happy to feel like they were a functioning human being. And they just had to tell me this. And they had the pride in their voice. And they were saying how they wished they had done a longer session. They wished they just had a little bit more faith that, you know, I'd brought them that energy that I always bring them. Because, look at that. I fixed their penis. So, I just, the whole time I'm kind of like giggling, but in kind of a way where I'm in awe, because I don't know what else to say. I don't want to just sit there in stunned silence. And I'm just hearing over and over this amazing job I did. And I'm just thinking, wow. I formed a connection with this person so powerful and was able to dominate them so thoroughly that it turned on something that hadn't worked in years. that it took something that had been a source of emotional pain, sadness, made them happy. Really, really happy. And it felt so good to hear that. It really did. I love stories like that. I love knowing that someone's life is better because of what I've been doing. I have some other career options in life. If I wanted, I could go pursue things, and I don't because of things like that. Because I know if I switch careers, I could be making a difference there. But I love making a difference on this micro level. Just touching a few lives at a time like that. It's really amazing. And so, if you visited me, I hope after you sessioned, things were a little better, even if I didn't quite have that effect. And if I had that effect, well, let me know, because it really is a wonderful feeling. And that's why I love what I do.